Welcome to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. Now, here's your host, Derek Evans.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hometown 1340 AM WLVL, streaming at WLVL.com, and it is the evening of February 28th, and we are live here with Match 22 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I'd like to say hello to our producer, Randy, working the soundboard tonight. Hey, Randy.
Hey, good evening, Derek. Hey, some of the harder questions, I think, came out last night on the show. It was pretty interesting to listen to, I think.
Yeah, some difficult questions. Some high-scoring teams out there last night, too, or a very high-scoring team in particular. It was a good match, though. It was an exciting match, and yeah, we'll see what the questions are like today. So in today's match, we have Lockport, coached by Joe Sparrow, North Tonawanda, coached by Richard Andrus, and Wilson, coached by Sean Nevins. Before we start, let's take a moment and see who's on each team. We'll start with Lockport. Who do we have here on Lockport?
I'm Jameson Eisenhower. I'm a junior, and my favorite animal is a shark.
I'm Ava Gervasi. I'm a senior, and my favorite animal is an orca.
I'm Autumn Walker. I'm a senior, and my favorite animal is a lynx.
A lynx, all right. And Autumn, any news from Lockport?
Congratulations to the varsity basketball team as they cruised to victory over Niagara Wheatfield last night at Buff State. They play Jamestown in the Section 6 final on Saturday. Indoor track is sending Malia and Matthew Towns to the state champions in Staten Island. Varsity swimmer Cooper Zugelder is representing LHS at the States. Good luck. Congratulations to the varsity cheerleading team for finishing second in New York State. Congratulations to the varsity girls hockey team to going to the States and finishing second. Congrats to all county musicians for an excellent showing this weekend. And spring musicals rehearsals for Beauty and the Beast continue. The musical will be on stage March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and spring sports are on the way.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much, Lockport. On to North Tonawanda. Who do we have here?
I'm Richie, North Tonawanda.
I'm Sam. I'm a senior, and I play the trumpet in the pit band for our musical.
I'm Delaney. I'm a senior, and I spontaneously bought Drake period tickets fifth period today.
Wow. Drake tickets fifth period, and so you're zooming over there immediately after the match day. Very nice. All right. Excellent. And Delaney, any news from North Tonawanda?
In NT, our musical Mean Girls opens next Wednesday. Our Model UN is preparing for a March competition, and our track banquet is tonight to celebrate all our track stars.
Nice. All right. And last but not least, Wilson, who do we have here?
I'm Aiden. I'm a senior, and my favorite cookie is those like store-bought sugar cookies that vaguely taste like chalk.
Oh, yeah. I like those, too.
I'm Eli. I'm a junior. I have a few shout-outs to Gail Goliath, the Republic of the Gambia, and my favorite cookie are sandwich cookies. Whatever.
Our team isn't known for spelling and grammar, but my name is Parker Milley. I am a junior at Wilson. My shout-outs are Big Marge and our school librarian, Miss Mahar, and my personal favorite cookie is a chocolate chip. I'm a sucker for the classics.
Yep. Now, sandwich cookie, is that like an ice cream sandwich?
More like an Oreo.
Oh, like an Oreo. Okay. All right. And Aiden, any news from Wilson?
Yep. Rehearsals for the WCS production of Almost Maine are underway. Show dates are still TBD. The girls basketball plays their next sectional playoff game today against Allegheny Limestone. Good luck, girls. Friday and Saturday, we have all county practice hosted at Wilson, and the actual performance is Saturday at NTRIP. Spring sports begin practicing on March 11th, and I'm going to give a final shout out to Randy in the booth, as well as team mascot Big Ken, and of course Big Baggins.
Big Baggins.
It's a new addition.
Wait, a new big?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so there are four bigs now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just an exponential number of
exponential growth.
Wow, all right.
I have seven bigs by next season. Don't worry.
All right, Big Baggins. All right, excellent. Well, those are our teams. I want to thank our sponsors, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying public skate tickets to all the participants today. And also, all the participants will be receiving, if you want them, WLVL backpacks, which are in that box near the door. So be sure to grab one on your way out if you'd like one. All right. Well, let's get started here with the first of three rounds. Round one will consist of 15 buzzer questions worth 5 points each. For every three buzzer questions that a school gets correct, there will be a bonus question worth 15 points reserved only for that school to answer. After all 15 buzzer questions are asked, we will conclude round one with an audio excerpt question worth 30 points. Remember, during the buzzer portion of round one, there will be no discussion with the team. But when we land on a bonus question, you can discuss with your team. All right, let's get started here with our first question. All right, our first buzzer question for 5 points. The Quran identifies it as the forbidden fruit of the Old Testament, but technically it's not a fruit at all, but a giant herb originally native to the Indus Valley, but now most widely grown in South and Central America. What is this popular elongated edible? All right, we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Pear?
Pear, no. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
We're going to go with asparagus.
Asparagus, no. That leaves Lockport a chance at this. What is this popular elongated edible? It's not technically a fruit, but a giant herb originally native to the Indus Valley. But now most widely grown in South and Central America. All right, Autumn from Lockport?
Leek.
Leek, nope. So this one was banana.
Really?
Banana.
I'm gonna guess that.
Technically a giant herb. All right, on to the next question. All right, next buzzer question for 5 points. Two non-vertical lines are perpendicular if, and only if, the product of their slopes is what? All right, we have Sam from North Tonawanda.
Reciprocal.
Reciprocal, no. All right, we have Parker from Wilson.
360.
360, no. And we have Jameson from Lockport.
Negative reciprocal.
Negative reciprocal, no. We're looking for a negative one. Negative one. All right, on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, used to celebrate the rededication of the Temple of Jerusalem at the time of the Maccabean Revolt, which takes place over 8 nights beginning on November 27th. And we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Hanukkah?
Hanukkah, no. Is what object? So once again, used to celebrate the rededication of the Temple of Jerusalem at the time of the Maccabean Revolt, which takes place over 8 nights beginning on November 27th, is what object? And we have Aiden from Wilson.
Menorah.
Menorah is correct. Yes, that is 5 points to Wilson. And on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, since 1600, the International Union for Conservation of Nature estimates that nearly 900 species have undergone this event. We have Eli from Wilson.
Extinction?
Extinction is correct. Yep, 5 points there to Wilson. On to the next question. Upon reading this writer's first novel, it is said that Queen Victoria was so impressed that she wrote to him and requested copies of any other books. And we have Eli from Wilson.
Charles Dickens?
Charles Dickens, no. Any other books that he had written? What she received was not at all what she had expected, but rather a volume entitled Syllabus of Plain Algebraic Geometry. Identify this Oxford mathematician and author. North Tonawanda and Lockport, a chance at this one. Identify this Oxford mathematician and author. Give you a moment before we move on. All right, Sam from North Tonawanda.
Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton, no. And Lockport, a chance at this if you want it before we move on. All right, Autumn from Lockport.
Pythagoras.
Pythagoras, no. We were looking for Lewis Carroll. Lewis Carroll. All right, on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, it has more nuclear power plants than any other state. Name this state that shares the Ohio River with Kentucky, the Wabash River with Indiana. All right, Eli from Wilson.
Illinois.
Illinois is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Wilson. That brings Wilson to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Wilson, for 15 possible points. These particles were used to first detect the existence of nuclei in the gold foil experiment by Ernest Rutherford. Name these heavy decay particles that contain 2 protons and 2 neutrons. I'll give you 10 seconds.
2 protons, 2 neutrons.
2 neutrons, 2 protons.
It's, isn't that helium?
2 protons, 2 neutrons.
Helium.
All right, name these heavy decay particles that contain 2 protons and 2 neutrons. Do you have an answer, Aiden?
Usable helium.
Helium.
Helium. I think helium is not specific enough. The answer here was alpha particles, but would also accept here alpha rays, alpha radiation, or doubly ionized helium nuclei, or He2+. So I'm thinking helium is not specific enough there.
No.
All right. Back to a buzzer question. All right. For 5 points, open to anyone. This play is set in part at the courtyard of Inverness. Fair is foul, and foul is fair. All right, we have Aiden from Wilson.
Macbeth.
Macbeth is correct. 5 points there to Wilson. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points, name a southwestern Native American tribe whose notable members include Cochise, and you've also named the U.S. Army's principal attack helicopter. All right, we have Aiden from Wilson.
Apache.
Apache is correct. Yep, 5 points to Wilson. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points. Though he saw his long life end in 1790 as an abolitionist, he had owned slaves for 3 decades, sold them at his store in Philadelphia, and advertised them in the Pennsylvania Gazette, which he owned. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin is correct. 5 points there. To Wilson, that brings you to another bonus question. So this is just for you, Wilson, for 15 possible points. Known botanically as Citrullus lanatus, this huge fruit grows on vines as long as 15 feet. Can you name it?
Pumpkin?
I'll give you 10 seconds.
It's citrus.
Yeah, I was going to say it's citrus, so yeah.
Grapefruit?
Grapefruit. Is not correct. We were looking for watermelon.
Watermelon. Oh. Even bigger.
All right, back to a buzzer question. Open for anyone for 5 points. A rectangle is 25 feet long and 9 feet wide. What is the length of the side of a square that has the same area? All right, I'll say that again. A rectangle is 25 feet long and 9 feet wide. What is the length? All right, and we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
15
is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to North Tonawanda. And on to the next question. All right, for 5 points. A major East Coast performing arts center, a tunnel under an eastern river, a state capital in the Midwest. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Lincoln.
Yeah, that is correct. Lincoln. Lincoln Center in New York at the Lincoln Tunnel under the Hudson River. And I was going to name some other Lincoln places, but you got it, Abraham Lincoln. So 5 points there to Wilson, and on to the next question. All right, 4, 5 points. The number of divisors in this type of number must be even because these numbers cannot be perfect squares. And we have Autumn from Lockport.
Prime,
no. The first 4, which were known to early Greek mathematicians, are 6, 28, 496, and 8,128. Name these numbers that are the sum of their proper divisors. Once again, the number of divisors in this type of number must be even because these numbers cannot be perfect squares. The first 4, which were known to early Greek mathematicians, are 6, 28, 496, and 8,128. Name these numbers that are the sum of their proper divisors. And North Tonawanda Wilson, a chance at this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. This one stumped everyone. The answer here, perfect numbers. Perfect numbers. All right, on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, the arch named for him in Rome commemorates the Battle of the Milvian Bridge. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Titus?
Titus, no. He gave Christians freedom to worship in AD 313. In 330, he dedicated New Rome as his capital on the Bosporus. Before long, it bore his name. Who was he? North Tonawanda and Lockport, a chance at this one. Give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, St. Constantine the First, or the Great. All right, on to the next question. For 5 points, his brother's sudden death in 771 under mysterious circumstances left him sole ruler of his father's kingdom. The Caliph of Baghdad presented him with an Asian elephant and a clock. Name this king, known as the Father of Europe, who died in 814. Right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Wilson. And on to the last buzzer question here in round one. You can still get a transcontinental railway journey from the Atlantic to the Pacific for less than $50. You don't even have to travel as freight. What is the only Central American nation where you can buy such a cheap and short ride? That is Parker from Wilson.
Panama.
Panama is correct. 5 points there to Wilson. And we will give you a bonus question for 15 possible points. The question here is, which word can mean either a full-grown male deer or a man who attends a social gathering without being accompanied? Once again, which word can mean either a full-grown male deer or a man who attends a social gathering without being accompanied? Give you 10 seconds.
A stag.
Stag is correct. Yeah, 15 points there to Wilson. And we now enter into the audio question. So grab the blank paper and writing utensil there in front of you. I will ask a question related to an audio excerpt. I'll then play the excerpt for you. I'll ask the question again. And then I'll put 10 seconds on the clock. During that time, feel free to discuss the answer with your team and lock it in by writing it on the paper there in front of you. The question here is, the composer wrote two piano concertos. You'll hear an excerpt from the first. Identify the composer. And here is the excerpt. Once again, that composer wrote two piano concertos. That was an excerpt from the first piano concerto. We're looking for the name of the composer, and this is for 30 possible points. I'll put 10 more seconds on the clock. All right, looks like we're waiting for everyone to lock in. Right, so it looks like everyone is now officially locked in. We'll start with Lockport. What did you put down? Tchaikovsky, okay. North Tonawanda, Vivaldi, all right. And Wilson, Wagner, all right. All good guesses. This was another really tricky one. The answer here, Frederick Chopin. Chopin, oh. All right. And that'll do it for round one. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll enter into round two, so stick around. This is match 22 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Genesee your path with GCC. GCC offers number one value for a community college in Western New York. 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. Hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs for solar electric technician, criminal justice, and healthcare. On-campus student housing. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Middleport Tractor, serving their customers for over 50 years, and they're proud to be a member of your community. Thank you to all of our customers, from Dave, Chris, and Jim. Middleport Tractor is best known for their top-notch sales and service departments with an excellent supply of original parts and accessories. Middleport Tractor, a local business that cares about customer satisfaction. Shop their store, located on Route 31 in Middleport, or visit MiddleportTractor.net. Wishing the best to this year's Scholastic Bowl competitors. Go Roy-Hart!
Celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County, Confer Plastics manufactures a wide variety of consumer goods. You can buy their popular patio furniture at leisureaccents.com. Their classic snow sleds can be found at theretroracer.com. And all of their products are proudly made in the USA, and your purchase supports 150 hardworking families. Confer Plastics, celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County. Conferplastics.com.
Be sure you're listening weekday mornings right after the 9 o'clock news for A Faith Moment with Pastor Kevin Wing. A faith moment is a brief thought that Pastor Kevin wants to share with you that may be helpful throughout your day. Perhaps an answer to a question that you're dealing with, or maybe just an encouraging word. Join Pastor Kevin Wing from Christ Community Church in Lockport weekday mornings right after the 9 o'clock news for the next Faith Moment right here on WLVL. Time to get back to the action. Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This is match 22 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying all the participants tonight with public skate tickets. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and today we have Lockport, coached by Joe Sparrow, North Tonawanda, coached by Richard Andrus, and Wilson, coached by Sean Nevins. So after round one, the current score is Wilson takes the lead with 60, followed by North Tonawanda 5 and Lockport 0. Once again, Wilson 60, North Tonawanda 5 and Lockport 0. And we have two more rounds to go. So let's get started here with the second of three rounds. Round two is a 60-second speed round. Each school will get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions worth 10 points each in a chosen category. If a school answers all 10 questions correctly, they'll be awarded an additional 20 bonus points. A player can say pass to a question to render that question as incorrectly answered and move on to the next question. After the 60-second speed rounds, we will end round two with a redemption buzzer round where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs for any school to answer and worth 10 points each. Remember, during the speed round, you may discuss the answer with your team, and it'll be the job of the captain to relay the answer to me. And then once we enter into the redemption buzzer round, that will function like round one. All right, and we also like to give the team with the fewest number of points after round one the privilege of going first, and that would be Lockport. So, Lockport, you get to choose your category first. The categories today are Colonial Africa, Etymology, Cookies, and Operas.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Cookies.
Cookies. All right. I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Once again, Lockport, your category is cookies. And the first question is, which cookie includes butter, sugar, eggs, and semi-sweet morsels?
Chocolate chip.
That is correct. Next question. Traditional snickerdoodles are sugar cookies dusted with what aromatic spice?
Cinnamon?
That is correct. Next question. What kind of nut is found in traditional windmill cookies?
Macadamia.
Incorrect. Next question. Take some of horse's favorite food and combine it with some dancing dried fruit from California. Makes what cookie?
Oatmeal.
That is correct. Next question. Snap, Crackle, and Pop would approve of which treat?
Rice Krispie treats.
That is correct. Next question. They were actually invented in California, not China, and contain a message inside.
Cookie. Fortune cookies.
That is correct. Next question. Even though it has more of a cake texture, which cookie looks like a part of your hand?
Madeline.
That is incorrect. Next question. Twice-baked hard Italian cookies are called what?
Shortbread.
Shortbread is incorrect, and that'll do it for your round. We now move to North Tonawanda. Your categories are colonial Africa, etymology, or operas.
It means the root of words.
Origin. That's the only thing we have a chance at.
Etymology.
Yeah.
Etymology. All right.
I know. But
all right, North Tonawanda.
Like,
so, for this category, you're going to identify the etymology of each word as either Sanskrit, Chinese, Japanese, or Arabic. Once again, you're going to identify the etymology of each word as either Sanskrit, Chinese, Japanese, or Arabic. All right?
Cool.
Sound good? All right. I will put 60 seconds on the clock after I complete the first question. Once again, your category, North Tonawanda, is etymology. The first question is swastika.
Sanskrit.
That is correct. Anime.
Japanese.
That is correct. Gung-ho.
Chinese.
That is correct. Next question, alcohol.
Arabic.
Arabic is correct. Next question, mahatma.
Arabic.
Incorrect. Next question, harem.
Arabic.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. Kowtow.
Japanese. Sanskrit.
Incorrect. Next one. Haiku.
Japanese.
That is correct. Next one. Karma.
No. Arabic. Right. Arabic.
Incorrect. And last one. Feng Shui.
Japanese.
And that is incorrect. And that'll do it for your category. All right. And we move now to Wilson. Wilson, we've got colonial Africa or operas.
We're going colonial Africa.
All right. You don't want operas.
We're in the finals, right. I'm telling you.
All right.
We're winning. We're winning.
All right. For this category, which is colonial Africa, you're going to name the European country that ruled each African nation in 1914, either France, Britain, Portugal, or none. All right. Either France, Britain, Portugal, or none. Once again, it's you're naming the European country that ruled each African nation in 1914. All right. I will start the timer once I ask the first question, which is Algeria.
France.
That is correct. Next question, Egypt.
Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Britain is correct. Next question, Angola.
Portugal.
Portugal is correct. Niger.
France
is correct. Next question. Ethiopia.
None
is correct. Zimbabwe.
Britain
is correct. Mozambique.
Portugal
is correct. Madagascar.
France.
France is correct. Libya.
None. Maybe none, but it'd be Italy.
None
is correct. And next question. Uganda.
Britain.
And Britain is correct, and you've gotten 10 for 10 there, so you will receive the 20 bonus points there and time to spare. All right. Very impressive. Very impressive. All right. Now we enter into the redemption buzzer round. So all the incorrectly asked questions will be asked in the same order that they appeared. I will announce every time I clear the buzzer. So if you've memorized the order and you know the answer, feel free to buzz in before I ask the question. So I will now clear the buzzers for the first redemption buzzer question. All right. What kind of nut is found in traditional windmill cookies? All right, we have Parker from Wilson.
Almond.
Almond is correct, yes. 10 points there to Wilson. Clearing the buzzers. Even though it has more of a cake texture, which cookie looks like a part of your hand? All right, we have Delaney from North Tonawanda.
Ladyfinger.
Ladyfinger is correct, yes. 10 points there to North Tonawanda. All right, clearing the buzzers. Twice baked. And we've got Delaney from North Tonawanda.
Biscotti.
Biscotti is correct. 10 points there to North Tonawanda. All right. Clearing the buzzers. Mahatma. And we have Eli from Wilson.
Sanskrit.
Sanskrit is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. Clearing the buzzers. Kowtow. All right. We have Eli from Wilson.
Chinese.
Chinese is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. Clearing the buzzers. All right. Karma. All right. Eli again from Wilson.
Sanskrit.
Sanskrit is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. And clearing the buzzers. All right. And we've got Delaney from North Tonawanda.
Chinese
is correct. Yeah. The question was a feng shui. 10 points there to North Tonawanda. And that'll do it for round two. So we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will close out the match with round three. So don't go away. This is match 22 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings accounts, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook. Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
Hi, Doug Steffen here, the host of the Good Day program, heard every morning here on WLVL. What a great way for you to spend some time, if I do say so myself. Join Jay Kirshner and me as we go big and small, up and down, in and out. Lots of fun, lots of serious conversation about the issues of the day, things that matter to you. And then you can share with us why it's important. Good Day radio program, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, weekday mornings 10 to noon here on WLVL.
Did you miss your favorite WLVL show today? Listen to all of our programming on demand anytime.
Online at WLVL.com. WLVL.com.
Hear Wake Up Niagara's featured daily interviews, Tradio, Doug Steffen's Good Day Show, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Dave Ramsey, and much more. On demand at your convenience, just a click away. Go to WLVL.com and click podcast.
WLVL.com.
Always on, always on demand.
WLVL.com. Click podcasts.
Class is back in session. Welcome back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL, and we are live with match 22 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and we have just finished rounds 1 and 2. The current score is Wilson maintains their lead with 220, followed by North Tonawanda 95 and Lockport 50. Once again, Wilson 220, North Tonawanda 95, and Lockport 50. We've got one more round to go. Round 3 is a buzzer round similar to round 1, except now there are 8 buzzer questions up for grabs and worth 10 points each. After every single correctly answered question, there will be a bonus question worth 20 points. Let's get started here with round 3. All right, our first buzzer question for 10 points. Though he was the first to explain Venus's atmosphere, this expert on the greenhouse effect and nuclear winter was blackballed from membership in the National Academy of Sciences because some considered him mainly a TV personality. Name him. right. We have Eli from Wilson.
Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. And a bonus question here for you, Wilson, for 20 possible points. In architecture, it refers to ornamentation consisting of carved leaves. In geometry, it refers to a device used to study compass? Manifolds. Metamorphic rocks, such as slate, often show what pattern of banding, which may be the result of layering. I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Straight edge.
No, this is a tricky one. Foliation was the answer to this one. And we'll enter back into a buzzer question, back open for anyone here, for 10 points. Name the Illinois-born astronomer who discovered Pluto. This 90-year-old scientist said in 1996, the kids... All right, and we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Webb?
What was that?
Webb.
Webb? No. This 90-year-old scientist said in 1996, the kids want Pluto to be a planet. Talk of demoting Pluto makes them mad. So name this Illinois-born astronomer who discovered Pluto. Wilson or Lockport, a chance at this. Eli from Wilson.
Mickey, who is not a mouse, but just so happens to be an astronomer.
No, that is not correct. And a Lockport, a chance at this, if you'd like it. Give you a moment before we move on. All right, we will move on. The answer here, Clyde Tombaugh. Clyde Tombaugh. All right, next question. Macon Dead Jr. is the first black child born in Mercy Hospital in what biblically titled Toni Morrison book? Once again, Macon Dead Jr. is the first black child born in Mercy Hospital in what biblically titled Toni Morrison book? Give you a moment before we... move on. All right, Delaney.
Genesis.
Genesis, no. All right, Eli from Wilson.
My Brother's Keeper.
My Brother's Keeper, no. And Lockport, a chance at this. What biblically titled Toni Morrison book? I'll give you a moment before we move on. All right, we will move on. The answer here, Song of Solomon. All right, next question. All right, for 10 points, this city was the home of the legendary Sinbad the Sailor and is part of historic Sumer, though it does not have deep water access. All right, Eli from Wilson.
Baghdad.
Baghdad, no. Though it does not have a deep water access, it is Iraq's main port. While Baghdad is the largest city in Iraq, what's the second largest? And North Tonawanda and Lockport, a chance at this. Though it does not have deep water access, it is Iraq's main port. While Baghdad is the largest city in Iraq, what's the second largest? Give you a moment before we move on. All right, we will move on. The answer here, Basra. Basra. All right, the next question. For 10 points, it was originally made from beef, suet, dried peppers, and salt, and dried into bricks, which were later boiled. Its popularity may have spread after a delegation from San Antonio introduced it at the 1893 Columbian Exposition in Chicago. Cinnamon and cocoa season, the Cincinnati style of this specialty, which is great served on angel hair pasta. Name the dish. All right, Sam from North Tonawanda.
Meatballs?
Meatballs, no. Once again, originally made from beef, suet, dried peppers, and salt, and dried into bricks, which were later boiled. Cinnamon and cocoa seasoned the Cincinnati style of this specialty, which is great served on angel hair pasta. Name the dish. Lockport or Wilson, a chance at this before we move on. All right, Parker from Wilson.
Ramen?
Ramen, no. And Lockport, a chance at this if you'd like it. I'll give you a moment. All right, we will move on. The answer here, chili. Chili. All right, on to the next question. All right, for 10 points. Occasionally, when an athlete retires, so does his number. One Hall of Famer retired from the Cleveland Indians after the 1976 season, a team for whom he later became the first black manager. All right, we have Delaney from North Tonawanda.
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson, no. First black manager in Major League Baseball, but had his number 20 retired by the Reds and the Orioles. Who is this player, the only man to win MVP awards in both the National and American Leagues? Give you one more moment, and I'm just Googling here just to make sure. All right, we're going to move on then. The answer here is Frank Robinson, and I was just Googling to make sure that Frank wasn't like Jackie's actual first name or something. But let's see. A few seasons after American baseball legend Jackie Robinson retired, Frank Robinson, no relation. All right, so yeah, they're two different people, and they're not related. The answer there was Frank Robinson, and we'll move on to the next question. All right, for 10 points, Gordon Lightfoot refers to Lake Superior by this name in... All right, we've got Eli from Wilson.
Gitche Gumee.
That is correct, yeah, Gitche Gumee, 10 points there. To Wilson, and a bonus question here. So this is for you, Wilson, for 20 possible points. Gordon Lish, a fiction editor at Esquire from 1969 to 1976, advocated this scaled-down writing style. What term has been applied to the musical compositions of John Adams, Steve Reich, and Philip Glass? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
It's all Greek to me.
Gibberish.
Gibberish.
Gibberish is not correct. The answer here, minimalism. Minimalism.
I was going to guess that.
All right.
I doubt myself.
All right. And on to the final buzzer question here in round three. For 10 points, who is the only person to have made just one orbit of Earth? Again, who is the only person to have made just one orbit of Earth? All right, Eli from Wilson.
Yuri Gagarin.
That is correct. Yes, Yuri Gagarin. 10 points there to Wilson, and we'll end the round with a bonus question for you, Wilson. For 20 possible points, until the 1920s, doctors believed that anemia and deficiency of this supplement were the same condition. New research shows that women who took what substance, also known as vitamin M, before and during pregnancy were 40% less likely to have a baby later diagnosed with autism. So we're looking for what substance? Give you 10 seconds.
That is anemia, you know.
I have nothing this time.
Iron.
Iron. We were looking for folic acid. Also would have accepted vitamin B9 or folate. So those points will go unawarded, and that'll do it for round three. So we're going to take another short break, and when we return, we will announce the winner of this evening's match. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings accounts, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, one in five people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help.
Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook. Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
This is your smiling guy here for Tradio. From 9:15 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, you can sell your goodies. Three items, doesn't matter how much you want to charge. It's all great here on Tradio. And you can send me emails if you don't want to get on the radio. Tradio@WLVL.com. Tradio@WLVL.com. Your smiling guy is well on his way to becoming the world's best friend. And I look forward to seeing you on the radio.
Tradio, weekday mornings from 9 to 10 on WLVL 1340 a.m.
Join me, Randy Jakes, and my co-host, Joe Calley, Saturday mornings from 7 to 10 a.m. on Dial-A-Deal. It's your chance to get great savings from local businesses, get something for yourself, or maybe a gift for someone else. Tune in Saturday mornings, and when you hear a deal that's right for you, call in. Grab your morning beverage of choice and hang out with us on Dial-A-Deal, right here on your hometown radio station, WLVL 1340 AM, or stream us worldwide on WLVL.com.
Recess is over. Let's get back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
And we are back with the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. I'm your host, Eric Evans. I want to give one more big thank you to our sponsors for this match: Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying all the participants today with public skate tickets. And also, all the participants today, you get to go home with a WLVL backpack. So don't forget to grab one of those on your way out. All right, so after three exciting rounds, we have our final scores. In third place today, Lockport with 50. In second place, North Tonawanda with 95. And today's champion, Wilson, congratulations, you end the match with 250. So once again, the scores tonight: Wilson 250, North Tonawanda 95, and Lockport 50. And let's check in with our producer, Randy. We haven't heard from him for a few episodes here, so it's nice to check in with him. And Randy, do you have any favorite fact of the night?
Yeah, well, I found it interesting when we talked about the bananas and that actually not technically being a fruit. And so I did a little research on it, and that bananas are grown in about 150 countries, and they're believed to be more than 1,000 different types, with the most common being the Cavendish banana that we would probably get in our stores. But there's another one called the Blue Java, which before it turns ripe, it's actually a silvery blue in color. And it's known to have an ice cream-like texture and a flavor reminiscent of vanilla. So
okay, so there are over 1,000 varieties of bananas. The ones that we have in our supermarkets, that's the Cavendish variety.
Yes.
And then what is this? You're describing a banana that's silverish in color and tastes like ice cream.
It's known as the Blue Java.
The Blue Java banana. Okay,
yes.
Wow. Well, that, I got to try to find one of those. That sounds good.
So
it has the texture of ice cream and it tastes like ice cream.
It has, yeah, reminiscent of vanilla. So
very interesting. Yeah. And where does this grow?
Oh, that I'm not. I mean, they grow in different places. I believe this is known in Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia.
Yeah, origin.
All right. And what was the name of it again?
The Blue Java.
Blue Java banana. All right. So, any listeners out there, if you're interested in this, try to track one down and let us know what it's how it is and what it's like.
Yeah, I might track one down myself.
Yeah. All right. Very, very interesting. All right. Great. And a quick note here on the season. We are heading towards the end of the season. Tomorrow is our last day of the regular season. Tomorrow is a doubleheader. Tomorrow we will have Lockport will return for their final match of the regular season, and they will be alongside Clarence and Starpoint. And again, tomorrow is a doubleheader, so that will be at the 5 o'clock hour. At the 6 o'clock hour, Clarence and Starpoint will stick around. Lockport will leave and be replaced by Medina. And so once again, 5 o'clock hour, Clarence versus Lockport versus Starpoint, and then at the 6 o'clock hour, Clarence versus Medina versus Starpoint. And that will end our regular season. And teams are still sort of playing for spots in the playoffs. The playoffs are March 5th, Tuesday, March 5th, at our regular time at 5. And that will feature the second seed versus the third seed versus the fourth seed. The first seed after tomorrow will get an automatic spot in the final, which is March 6th, Wednesday. And the winner of the playoff will play that first seed in the final on March 6th. So that is very exciting. And also a sort of a quick note on the playoff match, which is March 5th. The second round, usually what we do in the second round is the school with the fewest number of points after round one gets to go first and so on. But for the playoff, it will be automatic. The second seed gets to go first, followed by the third seed, followed by the fourth seed. So that gives a little bit more weight to where you place at the end of the regular season. So second seed will automatically go first no matter what the score is, followed by third seed, etc. So that's just a little nuance there for how the playoff will work. All right, so we'll see everyone hopefully. Well, we'll have all our listeners tune in tomorrow and catch that doubleheader, hopefully, and then tune in for that playoff and final coming up. And that concludes Match 22 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. And remember, you can check out stats, up-to-date stats, the season calendar, replays of all previously aired episodes. All of that stuff is at WLVL.com/scholastic-bowl. That's WLVL.com/scholastic-bowl. You can also find the calendar on there. So, refer to that webpage. Our next Scholastic Bowl match, I just said, is tomorrow, so tune in for that. And before we go, tonight's score, Wilson 250, North Tonawanda 95, Lockport 50. This is 1340 AM WLVL. I'm Derek Evans, and please have a great night, everyone.
Model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical. From Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news, let's see. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalculous. In short, and matters vegetable, animal, and mineral.
You've been listening to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. For the complete season schedule and standings, go to WLVL.com.